the sports term gymnazo in the Pauline epistles. The definition from the lexicon for gymnazo is to exercise naked, and it speaks of the physical activity and dress that was expected in the ancient gymnasium. But that definition does not do justice to the whole meaning in the historical use of the word. In and after the 5th century BC, philosophers used it in reference to exercising the mind and soul. As Socrates said that the king should exercise the mind the same way an athlete trains the body. Episcetus tells people to exercise themselves in judging sense impressions without being fooled by the moment. In this way, they would develop strength. Then mental exercise develop strength. Josephus used it to speak of military training. Philo wrote of the misfortunes in the lives of Old Testament characters which were used to discipline them so they would be strong for the experiences of life. Clement depicts Christians as those that are exercising the struggles of life so that they might be crowned in the hereafter. Let us then have faith, brothers and sisters. We are trained by the present life that we may be crowned with the future. In all these uses, two ideas come to my service. One is that gymnazo is most often referring to training for an event or life experience rather than competing itself. Most likely, this is because so many writers used it more for training soul and mind. It may be that the writers thought training to be part of the competition of life in some way, just as the athlete's 10 months of training was considered a requirement of competition in the games. The second idea includes the characteristics of self-discipline and self-control which gymnazo developed. Writers from 5th century BC through 2nd century AD focus on the need to master the thoughts and acts of life. The New Testament use of gymnazo demonstrates these ideas. The author of Hebrews taught that believers who train themselves through practice gain the power of discernment to know the difference between good and evil, Hebrews 5:4 and Hebrews 12:11. Peter also reflects the philosopher's use when he uses gymnazo of the false teachers whose hearts were trained in greed. In 1 Timothy 4:7, Paul uses gymnazo when he tells Timothy to train himself toward godliness. Godliness in character is the goal stressed by Paul, as he uses gymnazo like other writers of his day.